Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The great Michael Irvin. Michael.
What's up, guys? How's everybody doing, man? And let me start with saying to everybody out there that of course, praying for everybody. And please, let's all listen so we can get this damn thing out of here and get back to us some sports, because I am going absolutely crazy in this house without any live sports to watch.
I understand. That's why Joe and I basically talk about watching old games all the time. Yeah, so, right. You know, it's a way to pass the time.
And the first guy that I was looking for when all the free agency is going down is you. And I'm trying to call you. What's going on here? You got to shoot me your new number, because obviously you got a new one. I got to tell you.
I'll shoot you that number, man. But this thing, listen, let me tell you guys, Joe and everybody. If a game of marbles came on TV right
you're
now.
You're all over it, right?
It would get a 50 rating. people want to watch some sports. It's amazing, man, because it just makes you know what sports mean to this country, to us, you know. And usually when we have any kind of crisis, that's our go-to.
Absolutely,
of course.
So yep. now it is taking our go-to. So now all we do is live in the pain and not even feel the promise, because usually the promise brings you through the pain. Now we're just living in the pain, which is a hard situation.
But you know what? That's why the NFL's helped, Michael, because it's distracted us.
Thank God that they're doing this, Mike. By the way, I didn't tell you why. With all these classic games I was watching, I watched three times the 1994 NFC title game. I just want to tell you that. I don't know if you... You get upset.
And have you come to the conclusion that I was passing the field by Deion Sanders?
No, of course. I told you. How many times? By the way, I didn't watch the game. I'm saying that just to bust your chops. You know that. But believe me, how many times have I told you, Mike, that you got hosed on that call? I told you that a million times. Of course you did.
That's the one game that I promised you.
That's why I'm busting you, because I love you. You know that.
That I don't think about it. And I think about, like, from that standpoint, I should have gone up at that ball. Maybe would have clarified it more. It just plays in my head all the time.
That's why I had to throw it out
there. I'm glad the NFL went on with free agency. They modified it so nobody's traveling, not putting anybody in danger. But certainly giving us something to kind of look forward to, something to talk about.
All right, let's get to DeAndre Hopkins.
You got a lot to say about that.
Yeah, the Texans, to me, they're nuts. And Bill O'Brien, if I'm a Texan fan, as a guy, I do not want running my franchise. I'll tell you that right now, especially after this trade.
And you guys have heard, and I've been watching, and even Darius Slay, and there's something to this, talking about the situation that's going on in Detroit, what happens when these guys, because you totally understand to some degree, when you are blessed, and I call it blessed, to be in the presence of the greatness of greatness like Bill Belichick, you should take as many crumbs off that table as you can and take those crumbs to wherever you go. But you have to know how to implement those crumbs with you as you. You can't try to be Bill Belichick. You're an individual. And Bill Belichick gets away, is able to do certain things because of his resume of winning. Sure. People will get on board because they know what he has done, work. You can't just say, well, I work with Bill, so now I'm going to take these crumbs and implement them over here and make everybody eat these crumbs, because you don't walk in with that same cachet. You haven't won anything yet. You have to learn how to deal and work with these people, and I think that's the disconnect. What I reported on the DeAndre Hopkins situation, about that meeting, about Bill O'Brien saying that he has too much control over that locker room, or too much say in that locker room. Because those young, let's just be real here, those young African Americans look up to DeAndre Hopkins. He's the star on that team. Those are guys that have been looking at DeAndre Hopkins and saying, man, I want to be like him. So they're following him. They want to listen to him. And that didn't vibe and jive good with Bill O'Brien. So I was absolutely right. And guys, I didn't violate any trust with what I put on the air. What I'm saying to you,
right,
is I was given the okay and told to put that on air. So I want everybody to understand that also.
You know, Michael, if I was a Houston Texan fan, I would be delirious to get O'Brien out of there. He was, first of all, he's been fortunate to make the playoffs a number of times. I know he didn't have a quarterback to Deshaun Watson, I get it, but the division wasn't always that good to begin with. And he was so lucky to win that game against Buffalo in the playoffs last year. Deshaun bailed him out in that game. And this guy, like you said, I mean, this guy's got total power. How does this guy have total – this guy's done nothing to have total power there in Houston. It's mind-boggling to me.
It is mind-boggling. And this is what I'm saying. Like you know, the first time I talked to D-Hop after that, he was like, he took the high road. He's like, no, Michael,
right, right.
I'm happy. I'm going to Arizona. I'm just going to go. But obviously, other things were said about him that were not true. So when they called me back, he was like, let me tell you exactly what happened. And yes, you can go and share this. This is exactly what happened. So he was hurt. He was definitely hurt, and he started sharing things with me, and those are the things I share. The reality is. So even if you take what Coach O'Brien has said about, well, you know, he wanted more money. I mean, everybody on your damn team wants more money.
Right?
There's not a reason to get rid of everybody. Everybody, it's not a reason to get rid of anybody, and then to get rid of them and bring in a running back. God bless David Johnson. God bless him. Mm. But I would say that Arizona probably was going to release him anyway.
Yeah.
Kenyon Drake is the man there. So you went and got a third trade on a running back. When everybody else is talking about the diminishing position of running back, you went and gave up one of the best players in the NFL to trade for your third running back after you traded for Duke Johnson, after you traded for Carlos.
It's comical.
That is incredible.
Yep.
It's comical.
Incredible.
And
don't
speaking
even try to justify the trade. Just say, man, I'm not good at what I do.
Right.
You're funny.
Exactly.
Go ahead, Joe.
No, I you could only imagine. I mean, what was Deshaun Watson thinking at this point? You know, Mike? I mean, what is he thinking that O'Brien pulls this rug out from under him and trades, you know, maybe the best receiver in football? How do you do that?
Yeah, and you know what, guys? I think that's exactly what his intent is. Right now, I think, and it's just me here injecting it, and it's my thoughts. I believe he saw that he didn't have total control over Deshaun Watson, and he saw how total control over DeAndre Hopkins, and he saw how Deshaun Watson, you know, was more with the hop.
Sure.
When I was in
of
London
course.
To do that game, that's who he was with. When I went out to dinner, that's who was. They were together. I ran it. They were together at dinner. It was Deshaun Watson and DeAndre Hopkins, and he Deshaun Watson is young. He doesn't understand the power he has just yet. Because if he did, he could have gone in there and said, listen, you're not getting rid of DeAndre Hopkins. If you get rid of DeAndre Hopkins, you guys just get ready to get rid of me. Now, that right there would have put a stop to all of
right,
this.
Right, you're
it,
right.
It would have put a stop because if they go to man, if they go to the owners and say it's me or him, who do you think they're going to take? They're going to take Deshaun Watson and let the coach go. So you got, and I think he was worried about Deshaun Watson learning about the power that he has, and he wanted to get rid of DeAndre Hopkins before he shared the power Deshaun Watson has with him. And I do believe that's what went down.
What do you expect? We're talking to Michael Irvin. What do you expect Todd Gurley to be like in Atlanta? 2 years ago, he may have been the best running back in the NFL. Obviously, he's had health issues, was used oddly last year. What do you make of Gurley in 2020 in Atlanta?
And I'm anxious to see that. I'm really looking forward to see it. And I know they played him sparingly during the season and tried to turn it on at the end of the season. And Todd Gurley went along with it last year, but he really wanted the load. I can't even tell you where that knee must be, where that injury must be. But if he can get back anywhere near what he was when he was Offensive Player of the Year, and add anything near that to the Atlanta Falcons, boy, they got something, because he's such a threat out of the backfield, and then you got to worry about the Julio Jones going up the field. I mean, it could be incredible, but it's all about how much does he have left in that knee. And are you dealing with some bone-on-bone where no matter how much treatment or rest you give it, at a certain time, it's going to start hurting, and we just I don't know where that knee is.
Michael, we're talking to the great Michael Irvin, of course. All right, Tom Brady's in Tampa. I mean, how about that? What do you think?
Dude, hey, let me give you guys something too here. When we talk about the success of Tom Brady, you know, there are a couple of things that I've noticed as we've been dealing with Tom Brady all the time, all Tom Brady these last few days. You know, when he decided he's leaving New England, you know, I see like LeGarrette Blount comes on, right? LeGarrette Blount comes on. He talking about Tom Brady. He has his jersey in his hand, a jersey that Tom Brady signed for him, game-worn jersey. And you see what he signed? Brothers Forever. Tom Brady. I looked at that, I said, wow. You hear the talk of Tom Brady talking, and you hear the talk about Tom Brady's trying to pull Antonio Brown back in. I said, wow. I can tell you right now, that's why he is who he is. Matt Patricia, Coach O'Brien, you can learn from this fella right here. He knows, let's be real, this fella knows he's in a locker room with a whole bunch of African Americans. He speak their language. They follow him. Tom Brady can walk in any ghetto in America, and they'll be, hey, Tom, what's up, Tom? Ain't nobody going to touch Tom. Ain't nobody bother Tom. Let Tom go through. For him to be the highest of highs, because he's the top of the food chain when it comes to the NFL, and all that mess that AB has done, he's still reaching down to the lowest of lows and trying to pull him up. That resonates in locker rooms. Those guys want to play for him. When you got that kind of guy as your quarterback, it's not like when Tom won his first Super Bowl, I remember he came up to me and he asked me, say, man, how did you guys win more than one Super Bowl? I want to make sure we win multiple Super Bowls. And the advice I gave him, I said, don't ever walk in front of your team. Always walk with your team. Dude, this dude has taken it to another level. You got the heart and soul of a football team at the quarterback position. You're here now. Guys want to go to Tampa to play with Tom Brady because he knows how to communicate to all the guys that he's talking to. Those coaches need to say, Tom, come in the room and talk to me so I can be better at what I'm doing.
So do you think, and look, they've got, what's interesting about Tampa even last year is they've got talented players on defense. I mean, Shaq Barrett had a great year. JPP missed a bunch of time, but he's still a good player. But they didn't, look, they gave up as many points as anybody in the league. Do you think that the Tampa Bay Buccaneers now
are contenders? I mean, how do you view them overall next year?
Absolutely. Absolutely. What do these games come down to? Evan, what do these games come down to? They come down to one play here or there, one, you know, game of inches. We always talk about it. And where does Tom Brady land? What does he give when he lands in a locker room? He gives hope. I tell people, hope will dictate effort. If you know you got great hope, you'll give great effort. If there's a little bit of hope, you're giving a little bit of effort. That defense that had Winston last year, God bless him, that was not the kind of hope that they will have this year. They'll give a greater effort. And Tom, when it comes down to the last few minutes of a play, of a game, of making that important play, everybody in that locker room will have hope. And they'll say, everybody on that team will have hope. They'll say, hey, man, we got the GOAT. We got a shot. Let's just make sure we do our part. We know that man over there will not let us lose. That's the huge difference. Now, by the same token, I can't wait to see New England without that hope.
Yeah, I can't wait either.
Well, let me ask you this, no hope, but Bill is still there. I mean, the greatest coach of all time is still there.
Yeah, he is, and Bill's going to put something together, and they'll have hope in Bill. But Bill can give him only so much. He can put him in position to win, Joe, in position to win.
Right,
the guy has to pull a trigger and make the play and hit the target.
Who's the quarterback there?
And it's going to take some, you know, you got to. So Bill said, oh, we're in position to win. Game on the line, here comes that drive. Okay, Bill did it, he has us here. But now that quarterback has to go out there and pull the trigger and hit the target. That is what's going to have to happen in New England. And he's going to have to do it consistently before all of those guys really gain that confidence that they can say, hey, we got hope. He can do it every time. That's what they're losing.
Who's their quarterback next year?
Man, I don't even know. I don't even know. And did you see? And this part trips me out. I just love this stuff. It trips me out. He said, well, we're not trying to replace Tom. Yes, you are. Yes, you are. But you're saying it that way so the next quarterback doesn't feel the pressure of replacing Tom. But ain't no getting around it. What do you think the first question, whoever's named the starter, the first question somebody's going to ask him? What is it like replacing
Tom? Of course. Of course. You're right.
How do you feel the shoes? How much pressure do you feel? And how much pressure is on you to feel the shoes as you replace them? That's going to be his first 10 questions.
No question. Michael, we know you're busy. We really appreciate you making some time for us.
Hey, Mike, thanks, man. Great talking to you. We miss you, man.
I miss you guys, man. Well, hey, let's just keep doing the right thing and listening to all the people and everybody that telling us what to do so we can get back to our way of life, man.
I'm talking about
this is difficult, man. This is difficult. And it makes you appreciate just all the things that we do have and all the outlets that we have to go and try to get some of the frustrations and the problems and the issues that and the vicissitudes of life that we deal with every day. We got to get back to our way of life.
And we will.
Smart.
And we will, my friend. And
Amen.
I can't wait for that moment. Thank
Amen,
you, Michael.
Me neither. Great talking to you guys.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.